This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, over in France, they're going to replace mother and father with gender-neutral terms. So the words are going to be replaced on official documents in the schools with parent one and parent two, or should that be parent un and parent deux?
Yeah.
Whatever parent is in French.
On forms. They're not going to say, are you parent one? Are you parent two?
This is an attempt to curb discrimination against same-sex parents. The new measure is outlined in an amendment to the French School of Trust Bill and has been has passed the first reading of the country's National Assembly.
Supporters are arguing that these changes are needed to acknowledge the existence of same-sex parents. In fact, Valérie Petit from the REM party said the amendments are to root in the law children's family diversity in administrative forms and submitted in schools.
She went on to say that families find themselves facing having to tick box in rather old-fashioned social and family models. Now, the amendment was first raised in 2013 when France legalised same-sex marriage. However, the change in law will now be approved by the French Senate and will then go to the National Assembly for the final reading.
It has, of course, prompted debate on social media because that's where all debate seems to be these days. Many arguing both for and against this change. It's not the first instance looking at tackling LGBT discrimination in France. In fact, last month we brought you the story of a new campaign tackling anti-LGBT bullying in middle and high schools after a report found a 38% increase in reports of homophobic acts in schools. Across to Tunisia now, where a Tunisian man who was arrested after being robbed and raped went to the police and has since been charged himself and sentenced for sodomy. Human Rights Watch has said the man was arrested for homosexuality after reporting his rape to the police.
He's the victim.
He is the victim, and he has, as a result, been charged by just going to the police. According to reports from local LGBT advocates, the 22-year-old man was ambushed by two men after arranging a meeting on Facebook with one of them. The two men raped him and stole his phone and jacket. When he reported the crime to local authorities, he was arrested, forced to undergo an intrusive anal test, which has been called an outrage by the United Nations, who have called on this practice to cease, although the official ban is yet to be imposed.
So the Tunisian man has been sentenced to a total of 8 months in prison. Six of the 8 months are to be served under the Article 230, which is the country's penal code, which bans gay sex, and established the maximum punishment of 3 years imprisonment.
His assailants were also sentenced to a total of 8 months in prison, 6 months for the gay sex and 15 days for violence and a month and a half for theft. The local LGBT rights group DAMJ has protested the sentence, saying this kind of trial represents a flagrant violation of human rights and moral dignity.
Over in Germany, they plan to push ahead and ban on gay cure therapy in the country's health. The country's health minister has said so. Jan Spahn says who's the country's most senior gay politician, says that he would seek a ban on this discredited practice.
He's told media that homosexuality is not a disease and it does not need to be cured. That's why I'm in favour of a ban on conversion therapy.
He added that Germany would be looking at the models of existing conversion therapy that bans internationally.
He'll have to look at our new laws coming here in Victoria.
Or maybe we'll base ours on theirs. Depends on who gets there first.
True. he has also denied that his actions might upset the religious factions inside the governing party, something else Germany seems to have in common with us here, adding that he does not believe any of the party's MPs believe in conversion therapy.
However, the party has been divided on LGBT plus issues before.
Across in Ireland now, an Irish teenager has been given a 3-year jail sentence with 2 years suspended for throwing a rock at another teenager during a homophobic attack. The 18-year-old, who cannot be named, pleaded guilty to assault causing harm for an incident in 2016 in Dublin. The victim needed 11 stitches after the attack and has been left with permanent scar above his eye. The judge said the attack was extremely nasty and that there were undertones of homophobia. The teenager denied in court that it was a homophobic attack. However, the judge said that the words that were spoken as a part of the attack spoke for themselves. He called the victim a fag, a dope, and before throwing a rock at his head. The teenager was only 15 at the time. He has quite a rap sheet, though, so I think that was a part of that sentence. In a victim statement, the victim said that the scar was a constant reminder that I was attacked because of my sexuality. I have no confidence in my looks because of the scar, something that kind of feeds into the theme of tonight's show.
And then tennis legend
A tennis legend has said something out there and outrageous. Who would have thought?
Yes, as he doubled down on her views opposing trans women in women's sports.
So this is Martina Navratilova.
The tennis legend, yes, has sided with those that claim that trans people have an unfair advantage. So medical experts state that trans women who regularly take estrogen have no advantage over cis women.
And in fact, those critics now calling her, there's a new term that I had to Google before this. It's a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist.
Well, she said that the rules on trans athletes rewards cheats and punishes the innocent. That's rather strong words in sporting circles.
Indeed. And she's kind of came out with these things before has apologised at the time. Previously, she said, I'm sorry if I said anything anywhere near transphobic. I certainly meant no harm. But clearly there's something that keeps coming up. We'll keep an eye on that one. In brief, in Zambia, the broadcasting agency has censored gay content on a popular reality show, saying that the practice and promotion of homosexuality on the TV or otherwise remains illegal.
Israeli politician Shlomo Carhill says that pride parades are against nature.
Shlomo? No. Sure. Let's move on. A Malaysian school has apologised after printing a story and a photo of a gay conversion therapy group in the school's yearbook.
And to end on a bit of a positive note, a video of an openly gay Malay couple being accepted by their family in Singapore has gone viral.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.